It's been a year since ISIS struck at the heart of Paris. 130 people were killed and hundreds were injured on that warm November night as gunmen carried out coordinated attacks throughout the French capital. Yesterday, the people of Paris marked the anniversary by honoring the victims and survivors. Adeline Sia reports from Paris.
It was a somber day here in Paris, but people stood patiently in the cold rain to remember the 130 lives lost last year. French President François Hollande and Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo unveiled commemorative plaques at every location that was attacked last year, from the stadium to the terraces of cafes and restaurants and the Bataclan Theater. The victims' families had asked for a day of intimate ceremonies without political speeches, so families read remembrances, and in the 11th arrondissement, where many of the attacks occurred, a pianist performed for an eerily silent crowd in front of City Hall. Later on, brightly colored balloons, at least one for each lost soul, were sent off into the gray skies. Caroline Jolivet looks distraught, but she says the balloons are a heartwarming sight, especially for her 7-year-old daughter. Jolivet lost her husband last year at the Bataclan, and she says this has been a devastating year for her and her 2 children. It took no less than 3 days for her to receive confirmation of her husband's death. From the moment my husband's death was confirmed, she says, I decided the terrorist would not claim 3 more victims. I had no choice. I have to make sure my children have the most normal life possible. You need nerves of steel. For relatives of the victims, 2016 was the most trying year of their lives, but they had to find ways to cope. At a gathering of the 13-11-15 Victims Association, named for the date of the attack, Patricia Correa tells me she lost her only daughter, 35-year-old Priscilla, at the Bataclan. Correa learned important details about her daughter's last moments at the theater, the spot where she stood, the number of bullets she took, 5. But she will always wonder how long it took for her daughter to expire.
Alors on s'interroge aussi à savoir est-ce qu'ils ont agonisé puisque la police a empêché les secours d'arriver tout de suite.
We all ask ourselves, did they agonize, she says, since the police did not let first responders in immediately. Some people were shot multiple times and are still alive today. So you always have this doubt. Did my daughter die instantly or did she agonize and suffer? What we're living through is horrible. Correa says working with the Victims Association has been therapeutic. Georges Saline, the president of the group, lost his own daughter, 28-year-old Lola, at the Bataclan, and he wrote a book about her, a meditation on the value of her short life. He says his daughter loved music and roller derby.
I needed to write in order to put some distance between my pain and my thoughts. When I wrote, I could write about my daughter, about what happened, without crying, simply, without breaking down. Then publishing the book has helped also because I met readers and I met some people with very similar experiences. And this is a very moving experience.
Aurélia Gilbert is also with the association. She survived the Bataclan attack last year and recently returned to the theater.
I was overwhelmed by all the emotions, a year of emotion, the fear, the mourning of the people who died there, the guilt of being alive and not them, everything.
In the aftermath, Gilbert has been reaching out to the families of the attackers, trying to understand what drives young people to turn on their own country and join groups like ISIS. As darkness fell yesterday, silent crowds converged on the banks of the Saint-Martin Canal, and people placed floating lanterns, blue, white and red, on the water to honor the memory of the victims, lending this somber day some cheerful light. But just around the corner on Rue Alibert, where 13 people lost their lives a year ago, boisterous life goes on at Café Le Carillon. Tonight, there's a party at the bar, a choir is singing, and people are crowding the place, spilling onto its sidewalk. And at this moment, at least, it seems that Paris café terraces will never die. For the world, Adeline Cyr, Paris.